After a while, Lee came. Longstreet did not want to see him. But the old man came in a cluster of men outlined under that dark and ominous sky, the lightning blazing beyond his head. Men were again holding the bridle of the horse, talking to him, pleading. There was something oddly biblical about it. And yet even here in the dusk of defeat, there was something else in the air around him. The man brought strength with his presence. Doomed and defeated, he brought nonetheless a certain majesty. And Longstreet, knowing that he would never quite forgive him, stood to meet him. Lee dismounted. Longstreet looked once into his face and then dropped his eyes. The face was set and cold, stone-like. Men were speaking. Lee said, "I would like a few moments alone with General Longstreet." The men withdrew. Lee sat in a camp chair near the fire, and Longstreet sat, and they were alone together. Lee did not speak. Longstreet sat staring at the ground, into the firelight. Lightning flared. A cool wind was blowing. After a while, Lee said, "We will withdraw tonight." His voice was husky and raw, as if he had been shouting. Longstreet did not answer. Lee said, "We can withdraw under cover of the weather. If we can reach the river, there will be no more danger." Longstreet sat waiting, his mind vacant and cold. Gradually he realized that the old man was expecting advice, an opinion, but he said nothing. Then he looked up. The old man had his hand over his eyes. He looked vaguely different. Longstreet felt a chill. The old man said slowly, "Peter, I'm going to need your help." He kept his hand over his eyes, shading himself as if from bright sunlight. Longstreet saw him take a deep breath and let it go. Then he realized that Lee had called him by his nickname. Lee said, "I'm really very tired." Longstreet said quickly, "What can I do?" Lee shook his head. Longstreet had never seen the old man lose control. He had not lost it now, but he sat there with his hand over his eyes, and Longstreet felt shut away from his mind, and in that same moment felt a shudder of enormous pity. He said, "General." Lee nodded. He dropped the hand and glanced up once quickly at Longstreet, eyes bright and black and burning. He shook his head again. He raised both palms, a gesture almost of surrender, palms facing Longstreet, tried to say something, shook his head for the last time. Longstreet said, "I will take care of it, General. We'll pull out tonight." "I thought," Lee said huskily. Longstreet said, "Never mind." "Well," Lee said. He took a long, deep breath, faced the firelight. "Well, now we must withdraw." "Yes." They sat for a while in silence. Lee recovered. He crossed his legs and sat looking into the fire, and the strength came back. The face smoothed calm again and grave, the eyes silent and dark. He said, "We must look to our own deportment. The spirit of the army is still very good." Longstreet nodded. "We will do better another time." Longstreet shook his head instinctively. He said, "I don't think so." Lee looked up. The eyes were clearer now. The moment of weakness had come and passed. What was left was a permanent weariness. A voice in Longstreet said, "Let the old man alone." But there had been too much death. It was time for reality. He said slowly, "I don't think we can win it now." After a moment, Lee nodded, as if it were not really important. He said, "Perhaps." "I don't think," Longstreet raised his hands, I don't know if I can go on leading them to die for nothing.